Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in his province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
And the Growing the Game podcast brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an uh-oh and want a perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair. Talking with former CFLer Kelly Bates, now with the Edmonton Eskimos as I believe it's quality control coach. Kelly, I wish I was talking to you under better circumstances. First off, you are a Humboldt native. Just tell us what that community is probably going through right now.
Oh, I don't know if you can put it into words. It's... And obviously it's an event that, you know, feels like a complete nightmare. And you know, that's from the outside looking in. You know, you often, these events make you reevaluate and take stock and reflect on things. And the nightmare that these parents and must be going through just, it blows my mind. It's, you know, I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and the lack of control that you have over anything, especially something so close to you and your family, and the fact that it can be gone in the blink of an eye, it's devastating. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't know how they're dealing with what they're dealing with. It's, you know, one thing that does come to my mind is that, you know, that town is a strong town. It has great leaders. It has great leadership. And, you know, those are the people that I've been in touch with over the last 48 hours. And they're the people that are providing the leadership to and the strength to try and help at this time. And I don't even know if it's possible to think about getting through this, but that's what that town's going to do, because that's what they do.
Yeah, you can't say enough about team president Kevin Gehringer or the mayor, Mr. Mensch. I mean, they're very poised under stressful conditions, for sure.
Well, it's the entire network. It's the world is so small. The connections to this tragedy are so far-reaching. I mean, you've seen it throughout the media in the last 48 hours and the effect that it's had on absolutely, you know, everybody, not only in the province, but throughout Canada, and the far-reaching effects that it's had, you know, throughout North America. It has touched everyone because it's so real. And it's just, you come to a town of, you know, 6,000 people and, you know, the hub of that town is always going to be the rink when you're in Saskatchewan. And that's where all of those people spent, you know, Friday night, was at that rink. The rink is attached to the high school. A lot of those kids go to high school or have been in high school there. The principal, the vice principal, those people took up leadership roles because that's what they do in that community. And that's, you know, they spent the entire evening there just to be there with each other. So it doesn't surprise me with the reaction and the strength and the just the overall ability to come together to fight through something like this. But I don't know how they do it. It's just, there's no words for it.
Kelly, I want to talk about one guy in particular in a second. Kelly Bates joining us here, Humboldt resident, CFLer, is with the Eskimos right now. Kelly, just talk about the Broncos, though. They are one of the most storied Junior A franchises in Canada, very successful organization. But just what they mean to Humboldt. You talked about the rink. People go there on Friday nights. I called games in the SJHL for the Estevan Bruins, so I know what a big deal the Humboldt Broncos are. But to me, I was telling people, it would be like the Riders being involved in a tragic accident. That's, you know, it's kind of that magnitude for the city of Humboldt.
Well, the town is built around it. As a kid who went to high school there and graduated from there, I mean, to be a Bronco, if you were a hockey player, was a big deal, and you wanted to be that. You know, the guys that came from out of town that were, you know, made that team, it's, you were envious of that. You wanted, they were good at something, and they were good at something that people cared about, and you wanted to surround, you wanted to be around that. You know, I have many friends from my days in high school that played there that came from out of town that you're still in touch with. It's, you know, it's what young men dream of doing, going away to play hockey. And, oh, man, it just becomes so personal with that.
Yeah, you sum it up. That old man just sums it up without really saying too many more words. And I think this hits home, Kelly, because, I mean, you're a football guy, but you've ridden on a bus. A lot of people, 95% of this population probably has been on a bus. And just talk about what a sanctuary that bus is, how special it is to be on the bus. I saw today at the crash site, there's a broken copy of Slapshot. And that's what I imagined they were doing on the bus, watching Slapshot, or have their Beats headphones on, listening to music or the coaches.
Oh,
it was about 5 o'clock. I just picture, I don't want to get too detailed, but I've been on those buses. I picture the coaches huddling up, doing some strategy and not even knowing what's going to happen, or the radio announcer looking at his stats. It boggles your mind.
Well, that trip north to Nippon, it was a trip that we made countless times in high school because they were in our football conference. And then at the same time, as a hockey player in high school, we made that trip to Nippon many times as well. And, you know, it doesn't change. I've been on a bus. You know, I spent the last 3 years on a bus at the university level. And those trips don't change. And even though, you know, we made those trips as a football player, I can tell you that the movie Slapshot was on every one of those buses. It's almost a rite of passage as a young, you know, Canadian boy playing sports. And, you know, the people that were on that bus have made that trip how many times, and there's just not a chance that anybody would ever think it would end like that. It's not right. But much too often, this world has nothing to do with what's right.
Yeah, I brought you on because you're well-spoken, because you're from the community, but because you're involved with one of the departed for sure, and that is Tyler Bieber, radio announcer at 107.5 The Bolt in Humboldt. He was obviously a radio announcer, but he was involved with the CFL. He had a Twitter account, and he was involved with something you do. I don't know how many years it is for you now, but the Kelly Bates Football Camp. You give back to the community, and I understand Tyler was on board. Tell us about the man that 29-year-old Tyler Bieber was.
Tyler was a very interesting young man. You know, Tyler was never I shouldn't say never. I don't know how involved he was in sports in terms of being a player, but at the high school level, when he was in high school, he helped manage the high school football team. And, you know, this is year 12 for the camp this year, and he just was always there. You know, he was always there to help with whatever you needed help with. And that's sort of what he is. He loves sport, and really built himself up from just his love of sport. And I used to always compare him to Brian Munns, who I went to high school with and, you know, now calls hockey for the Jets. It was, you know, a guy that just loved sport, and sport was going to take him where he wanted to go. But he, you know, I watched an interview yesterday where, you know, a man in Humboldt had been interviewed, and they asked him about the fact that the Broncos had helped coach his kids. And the one comment he said really hit home for me. He just said, you know, sometimes you wish you'd taken the time to get to know people much better. And Tyler was really one of those instances where I just took for granted that he would be there every year to be a part of that camp because of his love for it. And now he's not going to be.
It's a powerful, powerful statement. Kelly Bates, thanks for this. We appreciate it. And our condolences out to you and the rest of Humboldt.
It's a strong town, and I'm just so proud of the fact that the province and the country has got behind what they've got behind, and I hope that they stay behind it.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Mike.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.